What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 4th of June. Hope you're well, had a great day. I've just had a really shit half an hour. You know why? Because I've just recorded one of the best podcasts and videos that I've done so far. And you know what? I didn't press record. So I'm having to do it all again now. This is secondary. Hopefully it's just as good. I'll try and say as I said it, but I can't remember what I said because it's so out off the... I'll make it up as I go along. So I've had to do it twice now. So I'm not in the best of moods, to be fair. But anyway, I'm not going to tell you that, and then you won't know. And then you'll just assume that it's the best thing that I've ever done anyway, because it always is. Anyway, let's move on. Enough about me. It's raining. But what about the heat wave? I told you it was going to have heat waves. I'm only passing on the fucking weather as I get it, but I'll read it. We were looking at three heat waves, the best summer we've ever had, and like plumes from the Sahara and Africa and all that. I woke up this morning, it's pissing down the rain, and it's raining now, and we're looking at 2 weeks of cold weather. So, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to have to put the shorts away and get the raincoats back out. It's never a dull fucking day with the weather in England. I wouldn't be surprised if it don't start snowing and we have a tornado and then a rainbow, just, you know. And then I won't have recorded this again, and then that'll just piss me off even more, and I'll have to say it all over again. So yeah, four seasons in a day, coming at you from England. Anyway, that's why we're so green. We've got all the green, we've got lovely plants, because we get rotation weather. But at the same time, we've just been told about having the hose pipe banned, so you can go back to having your baths now, because the more it rains, the less chance of a hose pipe ban. So you can get back in the bath now with your reggae on and your spliff. Put your feet up the taps, and enjoy yourself with your rubber duck or your book, whatever you read in the book. Reading the bath. I always have trouble reading a book in the bath because you get all the pages all wet, don't you? It's very hard to turn the pages with a hand that's soaking wet. I know you say don't keep your hands dry, or keep your hands dry, but yeah, easier said than done, because you got, when the bath's hot and the water and the steam's coming up and everything. No, it's not easy. That's why I don't do it. I don't do it very often anyway. I ain't got time. I'm a busy man. I've got to shower, and then I've got to sit and watch the rain out the window. That's what I've been doing during the lockdown anyway. Anyway, the heat wave. What am I talking about? I meant to move on to the pubs. That's what you do when the rain comes in England. You go in the pubs, but that's going to be difficult now because of when they open, the social distancing thing. So they're talking about having beer kellers in the gardens. Some of the pubs are going to have big beer keller tents and everything. I tell you what, that's fucking all the fun of the fair. Everybody loves a fucking beer keller. The pub, loads of fun in the German tent. You got them big fucking Steiner glasses, the big 2 pints. You never walk out of a German a beer keller tent unpissed. No chance. You're probably the most pissed you've been a lot of the time. People have got them 2 pint glasses, ain't they? The big Steiners and whatever. You won't get into any fights in there too much, but it doesn't mean you won't get a glass smashed over your head, because everybody's swinging them about doing the big German beer dance, bashing the glasses together and like cheersing each other. And there's you come back from the toilet, bobbing your head back and forth, enjoying the music off the harpsichord or whatever the guy's playing. And then you put your head in between two people who are smashing their glasses together and cop it both sides of your ears. But then you don't mind, because you're that pissed. You get up and go, you know what? I'll buy us all three of us a drink. That hurt that much. I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm going to buy all three of us a drink. Great fun. Anyway, hopefully that comes. And, you know, the pubs get to open. Because what are we going to do? We've got to get out of the house. We need to go into the public house. Because it's raining. That's why we've got loads of pubs in England. Because of the weather. Anyway, let's crack on to what to think. I'll tell you what, Blake Fisher, I'm going to name and shame Blake Fisher of Idaho Fishing and Gaming Community. Or is it community? Commissioner. Commission. He's basically a wildlife official that's been putting photos of on his social media of all animals that he's been killing in Africa. And people have been like fucking going, what the fuck? There's a picture of him with a massive smile on his face with a big giraffe over the fucking top of him, what he's just shot and killed. And then there's a family of baboons, a family of four or five baboons, mum, dad, and the kids. And he's got them all propped up against him, in front of him. Again, with a big smile on his face, he's just fucking shot them all. So we won't mind if that guy don't gets a fucking beer steiner smashed off his head more than once. But at the same time, he's like, he's been asked to resign because it doesn't go well with his job, quite clearly, because he's a wildlife official. But he said he doesn't. He's not going to resign because he's done nothing illegal, immoral, and unethical. He's done all fucking three, if you ask me. But apparently, he's paid to do the things by the parks that he's, you know. So anyway, he deserved to be hung, drawn, and quartered. Put on some torture devices. If anybody knows him, Blake Fisher, we wouldn't mind if he was like put on a big spike that's covered in rhino shit, that's fucking forced up his ass, and that'll slowly make that smile on his face fucking, you see the smile on his face slowly go down, and as he starts crying, as his bacteria off the rhino shit poisons him, and then he slowly dies and goes off to fucking shit heaven, not off to monkey heaven where the baboons have gone, he goes off to shit hell even. Where we can be put on more spikes by fucking lots of devil monkeys. Anyway, yeah, so he's dead. Oh, no, he's not dead, he's alive. He's dead to me, anyway. He should be dead to you. Because that's just fucking... The pictures are just horrible. The one of the giraffe is just like, how the fuck can you stand there with a smile on your face? I'll tell you what, it'd just be good if the giraffe just came and just... The dead body of the giraffe just fell on him and killed him, like what happened to the guy with the elephant the other week. Anyway, let's move on to a monster potato head. He's a fucking big shithead. This is a monster potato head. Giant tater, the size of a bunce. This is news, according to one of the shittiest papers in England, The Sun. He reckons that it can make the world... A woman has bought a bag of potatoes... And she reckons she can make the world's chunkiest chips after buying a potato that's bigger than her head. Well, and she said that she was stunned to find the 8.5-inch spud weighing 2 pounds in her bag. She said, "I was shocked. I thought that when she opened the bag, she thought, that cannot be a potato. No way. And you guess what? And you know what? It was. It was a potato. Because I wouldn't be that surprised if I bought a fucking bag of potatoes and there was a fucking thing in there that looked like a potato, no matter what size, I wouldn't think, how can that be a potato? It's a potato, for fuck's sake. Even if it was just one in the bag, it's like a baking potato, isn't it? It's not even that big. She's got it held up to the side of her face. I've had fucking potatoes that size. Anyway, so she's going to make the chunkiest chips, and that's the news. She's got paid for that story, so good on her. Put it to a good cause. You know, at least it's harmless fun. You're not shooting fucking giraffes in the head like, what's his name? Blake Fisher of the Idaho Fishing and Gaming Commission in Idaho. Anyway, well, I wouldn't mind if that potato was fucking bounced off his head. That would do us and killed him. That would be a good use of the potato instead of making it into chunky chips. But anyway, yeah, so if you've got any interesting stories like that, if you find any large size vegetables or weird shaped fruit or whatever, call The Sun. It's money in it for you, because that is journalism at its finest, where they come from. So what am I going to say? Oh yeah, Brits are the most commonly misspelled word in Britain is revealed as separate. The next ones are questionnaire, potato, diarrhea, definitely, embarrass, conscious, unnecessary, bureaucracy, and manoeuvre. Well, diarrhea, I must admit, diarrhea is not the easiest thing to spell. I don't know if I write it down that often. But I can imagine that one's a difficult one. All the other ones, I can do them. No problem. Bureaucracy, maybe. Beautiful. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's a hard one to spell. Yeah, I think I don't think separate. Separate's the number one. That's not even that hard to spell, is it? I'll tell you what, I spell words wrong by fucking predictive texting. Keeps fucking up my words when I'm trying to type stuff. I need to eventually. I'm lazy because I keep meaning to take it off my phone, the predictive text, and I don't get around to doing it because usually I'm typing and it's fine. And then all of a sudden there'll be a word, a random word, and it'll misspell it for me and just balls it up and keep doing it. So I should just take the predictive text off and stop being lazy. But diarrhea, I've never had any problems writing that down so far. But I'll let you know next time I get in the situation where I need to write diarrhea, whether I misspell it or not, or whether the predictive text changes diarrhea when I'm trying to spell it to something like Gino Di Campo or, I don't know, Ian Beale or something. Random, like, you know, what it associates diarrhea with. Anyway, Star Trek legend William Shatner says it's absurd to believe in aliens. To believe aliens have ever visited Earth. Well, that is really just... I'm afraid that is... you've gone down in my estimations, Mr. Shatner. I like William Shatner. He's my favourite of all the Shatners. And he's just said something that I can't get on board with, I'm afraid. He said... James T. Kirk is Captain Kirk, and he said in reality he thinks we are alone in the universe. So aliens from tens of thousands of light years away have made their way here, are hovering someplace but not revealing themselves. I mean, it's absurd, but I'm intrigued on the subject, even though he's an agnostic. Well, I'm sorry, William, but you're wrong. They have visited many times, and there's evidence, and they're coming. They come in and they're going to prove you wrong. Maybe you're 90 something, yeah. So maybe not in your lifetime, but well, they might do. But they might well be here. They might be walking around just going, "Oh God, did you see what William Shatner just said?" Even he's on board. Even he doesn't know. We've got this down. We've confused them all. Nobody knows we're here. But you know, even if they've definitely come, floated, visited, and fucked off. They probably just come and go, you know what, look shit down there, let's fuck off somewhere else. It's like going to, you know, when you go to look through the pub window and go, oh no, it's full of fucking idiots, I'm going in there. Let's fucking do one and find a fucking better planet where they treat each other better. That's what they'll be saying. So, you know, that's why you haven't seen them, afraid, William, but they do exist. And they're going, if anything, they're going to come and fucking clean up the place. They're going to come down and like say, right, I've gone, let's... Trump, let's fucking zap him for starters. All the other dictators around the world, let's fucking, you know, we've been watching you and we've been listening and we don't like you. So for starters, we're going to wipe out the fucking, you know, we're going to take out the fucking the trash, and then we're going to start building up grassroots. Let's start again. And while we're there, let's get some fucking better, faster Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff. Did somebody say that they thought that the fiber optics had come from the aliens, from alien ships and stuff like that? We don't know, do we? They wouldn't have told us. But you know, all the fast when we've moved forward with what's it called, with technology really fast. I think it's always put it down to aliens, but. I don't know. Maybe that's where that hair, when somebody invented recently the shaver that shaves a man's testicles without cutting him. Maybe that's come from the aliens. Maybe that's like, you know, that's like good technology that we've taken from a spaceship, because that's took till now for somebody to reinvent that. A young kid, and he's making millions. He sold millions in his first month on Amazon and everything. It's like a fucking shaver, electric shaver like you use for your face, but it's for your testicles, and it doesn't cut. I tell you what, that's like the fucking, that's been crying out for that invention. That's like fucking top of the pops. That would win Dragon's Den. Everybody wants to invest in that. And it's all come from the aliens, because the aliens know how to shave their testicles properly. They've never had the problem about cutting, about hairy testicles. But might not even have hairy testicles, but they still taught us how to shave them anyway. So anyway, speaking of hairy testicles, a cure for baldness. Well, speaking of hairy anything, hairy men or lack of hair, because a cure for baldness is on the horizon after scientists have grew hair on mice using human stem cells. So I said yesterday about the put a liver in a rat, a human liver. So we're going to be looking at rat people in the future. And now we're growing hair, human hair, on mice. So there's going to be fucking mice that have got human hairstyles. That's what they've just created. Maybe mice with like a flick and like, you know, the Manchester cut. Remember the old Manchester cut? So we're going to have mice people with like human hairstyles. And we're going to have rats with human livers. The rats are in the pub having to piss up. And the mice are in their hairdressers getting their hair done. And the aliens are down here showing us how to, you know, how to have shaven nuts, how to have shaven testicles. They've passed on they don't like the fact that humans have hairy testicles. And they've passed on their knowledge. They've invented something for us so that we can deal with the problem. Anyway, so yeah, that's good. I don't mind. It's going to be a great future, all these different things that are coming. Hopefully, as long as we fucking zap people like Blake Fisher, who's killing the animals, we can all move on in harmony. I don't mind drinking with a rat with a human liver, as long as he gets his rounding. Anyway, a DIY fan chopped off his hand with a circular saw. This is a charming one, cheery one. He got it saved by the paramedic neighbour. Fucking hell, he's got lucky. That's something I would do. That's why I don't go near circular saws or anything of a saw nature, because I'm too clumsy. I remember I needed to cut a finger off when I was trying to cut an onion when I was a kid, and I knew there and then I was clumsy. So I don't go through anything serious. Although I'm good at chopping on the food and stuff, but DIY, I get bored too quickly. I get too distracted by something. You know, if I was fucking doing a DIY job with a dangerous saw, and all of a sudden a mouse come running out of the fucking wall with like, you know, a flat top haircut or like a ponytail or something like that, a human hairstyle like we've just been talking about, my hands would be fucking chopped off. I would like be bleed. I'd be lying on the floor bleeding to death because he distracted me. And that's the kind of thing that would happen. So I keep away from those kind of things. I just do things like this podcast where I'm the master of my own domain. And you know it. Right, I think that's the one, the last one I'm going to do. A passers-by helped themselves to banknotes that were blasted across the street in a bungled robbery. They blasted the doors of an armoured van. This is in South Africa. And all the banknotes blew out into the streets, and everybody else is fucking jumping in. So really, like, you're an accessory to armed robbery by grabbing all the money. But fuck it. If money's floating past your face, I'll tell you what, there's no way in the world you ain't going to chase it down. I chased a tenner up the road in the wind last year. When it blew out my window in the van, I drove after it and had to jump out and chase it as it was flapping around. I did that for a tenner. So if there was hundreds of pounds floating around in the sky, oh, that's just like you've been one of them machines on the game show, plucking it out of the sky. Anyway, the police have told them all that they should be wise for them to anybody that took the notes to hand them in. But I'll tell you what, if it's got no purple dye on it and there's nobody around when you did it, count yourself lucky. Go and spend, enjoy it. And hopefully you've come from one of the poor areas of South Africa and you fucking deserve to have a slap up meal and you fucking enjoy yourself. Or at the very least, invest it in a gun and go and shoot any fuckers that are shooting the animals if you're near any of them. South Africa, they get hippos and everything rocking up to the service station and that, don't they? Just coming into town and stuff. So, you know, the people know how to treat the animals, but it's just the fucking cunts who pay to trophy hunt. And those people deserve to have the biggest potato in the fucking lands fall out of the sky and just land on their head and just crush them to death. And then the potato can have a photo then with the kill and the potato with a big smile on his face, like big Mr. Potato Head. Anyway, if you don't know what I'm talking about, because you've just come, I've been talking about potatoes earlier on. Where have you been? Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.